joining us overseas in Slovakia. The World Hockey Championship gets underway tomorrow. And before he gets his game face on, he finds some time to join us here this morning. Quinn Hughes, Canucks defenseman and member of Team USA. Good morning, Quinn.
How's it going, guys?
I'm good, thanks. We talked to you in the past, and you kind of told us that you were a bit of a – you kind of had a mean game when it came to, you know, NFL fantasy football. Like, do you play fantasy basketball or baseball at all at this time of the year to try to take your mind off some of this stuff, or is this just all the eyes on the prize right now about the Worlds?
There's obviously, you know, hobbies and stuff everyone does, and whether it's – playing basketball or golfing or stuff like that. But I think at this point, we have a really good group over here, and I think everyone's pretty focused and dialed in. I think everyone really wants to win gold this year, since we haven't done it since 1933. So, obviously everyone's having fun, but I think we're really focused and focused on the end prize.
And in your travels representing the U.S. in different age categories, have you been to Slovakia before? Is this the first for you?
Yeah, I've been to Slovakia 3 times, so.
You're just hanging in the hotel room, man. You don't have to see anything. You've been there, done that.
Yeah, I haven't been to this city yet, but I've been to Slovakia a couple times, so it's been good every time.
Did you take any kind of a break after the season was done, Quinn? What were you up to? How often did you stay on the blades, knowing obviously that the World Championships were next?
I took like probably a week off, and then I started working on skating and doing that stuff. So it was a good week. I felt like my body needed it, especially my ankle. Make sure it was at 1,000%, and then
Quinn. Quinn, where's your confidence level? It has to be high after, you know, NCAA's over. You come to Vancouver, have some great games here, and now you're at the Worlds where there's a ton of American players. I mean, you got Patty Kane out there with you. I mean, you got to feel like you're filling in, fitting right in with these pros.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, I played Worlds last year, so, I had some – confidence in myself that I would be able to fit in Vancouver when I got there. It's been fun. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to be done. And I'm looking forward to getting better in the summer and stuff like that.
How was your exit meeting with Travis Green? Because I'm sitting there, if I'm Travis Green going, holy smokes, I got the future defenseman right in front of me. What do I tell him? How did that go with him?
Coach Green's been great with me. I think the meeting was just basically about, having a good summer and coming back to camp ready to go. And, he's definitely 100% right. I think I got to have a big summer, get stronger and improve on whatever I can. And then, be ready to go in October.
Quinn Hughes joining us on the starting lineup as he gets set to represent Team USA at the World Championships. Quinn, you said you took a week off and then you went back and kind of worked on your skating. Was that working on your ankle, or did you see, because, on a small sample we had, we go, man, this guy can skate. Was it your ankle, or are you going, oh, here's what I learned in my brief stint in the NHL. This is what I need to be better at skating-wise.
The doctors in Vancouver and training staff was unbelievable and got my ankle to 100%. I think it was just good to take a week off, just because I didn't need to be in my boots, for a bit. So that's the reason. It wasn't because of anything like that. But, I thought my skating was really good. And, for me, I think it's just going to be in the gym.
Quinn, what's the biggest difference here? So, everybody talks about the bigger ice when you get to the international game, but what do you find the biggest difference when you go from, you get a little sample of the National Hockey League and now you go into this environment? What's the biggest difference?
Yeah, I think the ice is bigger, obviously, so that's an adjustment. And then, I think all the teams here are all-star teams, so you gotta kind of find your role within that. And I think I saw a sign today on the room that it's not self but country, and I don't think that could be any more true. So I think that's the difference, is just trying to fit in with all these star NHL players. And then on the other hand of that is you're gonna be playing all-star teams, so
that should be good competition as well.
Well, you've got so many great NHL veterans on your team, but your brother's there too. So are the brothers rooming together, or are you guys learning from experienced guys?
Yeah, we're rooming together, but I think we're obviously learning. You know, anytime we can go to dinner with anyone, I think it's a great experience just to kind of see the wisdom and listen to them talk and stuff like that. So, you know, another reason why this tournament is so good for not only me but him.
Do you not, like, think, like, here you are after all these years and, like, sharing, you know, whether you shared a room with your brother when you were younger, but, you know, you go to college, you go to school, you finally get out of the house, and here you are after all these years rooming with your brother again. Does it not get a little tiresome after all these years, Quinn?
No, I don't think so.
Come on, it's your brother.
Yeah. So. Come on. When's the last time have you guys ever fought?
No, not really, honestly.
Really? Like, not playing a game and you're 14 and 15 and you just threw a couple of punches and you just didn't want to see him? Never?
Yeah, like, I think maybe a couple times, but.
Okay, that's better.
Far and through in between. And I think one of the times was ping pong. We used to get pretty competitive about that.
Who was the better player?
It would go back and forth. Whoever was, you know, playing good. So, yeah, back and forth.
You guys ever talk about playing together? I mean, I know he's going to go first overall and the Canucks are 10th overall, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen, Quint. But you guys ever
playing together
about
right now?
Yeah.
Ricky?
Yeah, no, I mean, in the NHL, obviously, I mean, with the Canucks. But you ever talk about that with him?
Maybe when we're younger. We haven't really talked about it too much recently. You know, I think obviously it'd be cool to play with him someday. But, you know, it's pretty cool we're getting that experience right now and at the World Juniors and stuff like that.
What do you make of what's taken place in the NHL? And we've seen so many young defensemen break through in the last couple of months and really be key cogs to the success their teams have had. How much have you watched what's taken place in the playoffs?
I've watched the playoffs quite a bit, obviously. It's interesting and fun to watch. So, yeah, you know, pretty cool that young guys are coming in and having success, and it's fun to watch.
Which young defenseman, besides yourself, obviously, has impressed you the most in these playoffs?
I think Sam Girard's pretty fun to watch, and then, you know, obviously McCarr is really fun to watch. I didn't really get to see him much at UMass. But, you know, I enjoyed watching him in the playoffs so far, and I thought he did a great job.
You look at this Canucks team, Quinn. Obviously, you're going to be a mainstay on the blue line for many years. But do you get the feel it's a team that's close to turning it around?
Yeah. Obviously, I haven't been there for a while, so I didn't see what it was like a couple of years ago or anything like that. But for me, I feel it's real positive in the locker room, and you know, I think everyone feels like you know, we have a good chance of having a really good season next year, so that's encouraging for sure, and you know, it makes me more excited for next year.
Your dad has been on the show several times. I mean, it is hockey all about for the Quinn Hughes, for your family. Jack, obviously, everyone will be here for the draft. Is there any calendar date circled for a Hughes family holiday one last time for a week? Is there anything planned for the summer, or will it all be business?
Yeah, I mean, we have holidays all the time. We go to our lake house for a couple of weeks in the summer.
So you guys will get together and just hang out a little bit before it becomes business.
Hey, Quinn, you still there with us?
Yeah, I think I lost you for a bit.
Before we get going here, you mentioned it's been 1933 since the last time the U.S. won the World Hockey Championship. Have you been taking history classes on this, or have you just been reminded of this by USA Hockey, the fact that you got to go back over 80 years since you guys last won?
Well, I knew we didn't win for a while, but then last year when it came, they told me that, and I couldn't believe it. So I think everyone in USA Hockey wants to come over and win that first gold medal.
Well, no pressure, but it's been over 80 years, so, you know, America's looking to your help. All right, Captain America?
You look after your country and then look after the Canucks next year. That's what's on your things to do list as far as things go. Hey, Quinn, thanks for taking the time. Good luck in the tournament as you guys get going tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sportsnet 650.